The Greyhound Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
William Hill Festival of Greyhound Racing reaches its climax at Sunderland on Wednesday, and what a card we have to look forward to as well. The final of the £15,000 William Hill Grand Prix and the big race, the William Hill Classic, £25,000 in the prize pot, and what a night we have in prospect. I'm joined in the studio by Racing Post Greyhound TV's Jonathan Kerr. Good night in prospect at Sunderland, isn't it?
Always one of my favourite nights of the year. Being a North East lad, of course, going up to Sunderland is always welcome, and it's been a fantastic festival this year. Really looking forward to the finals.
Yes, we have four finals, William Hill finals, on the card. The William Hill Festival Flyer is where we'll start. That's at 8:34, 260 metres, open race, and we have quite a short price favourite in the shape of Bailiff Cairo.
Yeah, he's done nothing wrong at all, Bailiff Cairo. He's got the inside draw. Now, that might look good on paper, but I'm not entirely convinced about that. Dogs don't always break well from track one at Sunderland. If he does just take a false step at the start, there's some real speedy rivals here. I think the race could be settled potentially on the outside here. Connor Trigger, trap six, was really well back before the start of the competition and showed why with a fantastic performance in the heats. He did the fastest time. He's a middle seed, so six might be a bit wider than ideal, but he's outside five railers, and I think Skate On in five could go to the inside. So if Connor Trigger comes out, I think he'll lead up, and I think he'll take all the beating.
Yeah, that was going to be my next question, trap six, so you don't find it to be an issue then, because that was the only thing that really put me off Connor Trigger when I was looking.
Well, I suppose, you know, he was in four in the heats, and you might have preferred him there, but the way the race is framed, with Bailiff Cairo having the inside draw, and that little nagging doubt about whether he'll trap, and Skate On maybe a little bit wider out than ideal, although railers, when they do get slightly further away from the fence, do sometimes ping the lids. I just think, though, that Connor Trigger, it was so impressive in that first round. You know, he just looks good value to me.
Yeah, 3-1 is the price that he's around at the moment, and be just another part of the Kelly Macari story at Sunderland, wouldn't it? Local trainer, she has a good time up there, doesn't she?
She certainly does. We'll be talking about Kelly Macari's dogs throughout the course of the evening up there. Cape Impact, you know, trap two, is not to be dismissed. Chris Alsop's dog showed really good early, and that was his first look round the track when he was winning his heat, so he could have a bit of improvement there. I think my main thing here is I just think the favourite in one, Bailiff Cairo, is a little bit short.
Okay. We'll move on to the second of the big finals, the 8:49, the William Hill Puppy Plate Final. It's over 450 metres, another open race, and Newin Yolo is likely to be the favourite here, trap one, and Calzaghe George 6-4 probably. It's going to be a bit of a match between those two, do you think?
Certainly, it looked a match when their entries came out, that these two greyhounds stood out like a beacon compared to the others. They're both top prospects. I think Calzaghe George is probably more of a Sunderland type of greyhound. His Achilles heel has been trapping, but he trapped very well in the heats and showed brilliant early pace to race clear. Did a flying time. On the other hand, Newin Yolo, who was desperately unlucky not to win the gym crack at Kinsley last month, well, he managed to overcome bad trouble to win his heat. Now, no surprise that he's got a lot of time to find. Go back to pre-competition trials, and he's every bit as quick as Calzaghe George. But my fear here would be that Calzaghe George out-traps him, paces him up to the bend, and gets away. And Calzaghe George won't be stopping, so I think Newin Yolo will have it to do should Calzaghe George get away.
Okay, so it sounds like you're leaning towards Calzaghe George there. Greenhill Beauty, another one of the winners from the last round, probably about the 5-1 mark at the moment. A bit of value there, maybe?
I think she did nothing wrong in winning a heat. The time was reasonable, but that was by far and away the weakest of the three heats. And I think she'll do well to get the same sort of run. She dominated on that occasion. I don't think she'll get that sort of run in this company, which is 3, 4, 5 notches higher. Mil Rocky in six, another Kelly Macari greyhound, is interesting. He's got fantastic early pace, but he was left well clear after trouble in his semi-final, and Newin Yolo produced a staggering performance to pick him up. If there was trouble again, Mil Rocky might capitalise, but I do think it probably lies between the big two in the market, and I just favour Calzaghe George over Newin Yolo.
Okay. Calzaghe George then to win the William Hill Puppy Plate Final. We'll move on to the William Hill Grand Prix Final next. That's at 9.04, an open race over 640 metres. And track one, Bubbly Gold, going to be odds on, I imagine. Won his last four races, unbeaten over track and trip. Sets a good standard here, doesn't he?
He sets a fantastic standard, and I wouldn't put anyone off backing him, but he's plenty short enough. A little bit like in the sprint, it's the same boxers, remember, for the 640. I've got a little worry about him trapping from trap one. He really broke very well from a middle berth in the semi-final, got in front and was always going to run away. Stunning performance. But maybe here, Farley Rio in three might be the greyhound who gets the ping start. He's got terrific early pace. He's probably not quite as strong a stayer as Bubbly Gold, but if he got around that first bend in front, he could be really tough to catch. I think there's value in Farley Rio against Bubbly Gold, whilst not knocking the claims of the favourite.
Yeah, we saw Farley Rio make all in the last round, didn't he? Quick out of the boxes and... if that is the case, if he does get to that bend in front, it's going to be a real battle, isn't it?
It's going to be a real battle. It's really set up, this race, because I think Farley Rio and Bubbly Gold have both got what you call classic middle pace, you know, so it could depend on the trapping. Now, Bubbly Gold, you know, he's two from two over staying trips. We don't really know how good he is. He could well be a superstar. It's just the fact that he's been priced accordingly, and I just think that Farley Rio does have that smash break in him. Of the others, Adagio Bob in six is interesting. He's been such a great greyhound for Mark Wallace. Mark Wallace always does well in the festival at Sunderland. You have to respect him, but his Achilles heel is he doesn't always trap.
Yeah, 16 to 1 probably, barring those three dogs as well. Could you see anything sneaking into our bigger odds?
Well, Dinzio did really well to qualify. I could probably put him in for Tricast mixers, because he would certainly boost up a dividend. He's possibly, I would say, just about the strongest stayer in the race, and that, you know, would certainly, he'll be going on at the finish when others might have cried enough.
Yeah. Outside of the field at the moment as well, so it would boost the Tricast, wouldn't it, if that's the case. The big race of the evening at Sunderland is the William Hill Classic, £25,000 in the prize pot, 450 metres a trip for this open race, and it's all about Pinpoint Maxi in terms of a story. Kelly McCary's dog has been the story of the competition. Won it last year, had an injury to the hock, a broken hock in fact, and come back as good as ever this year. So it's a real magnificent story, isn't it?
It's a fairy tale. There's no getting away from it. It's a stunning achievement, and full credit to the connections. They were incredibly patient with him, and they've brought him back. They didn't rush him. They said he was actually ready to run a few months ago, but this has obviously been their big target, and he just hasn't put a foot wrong. I foolishly opposed him in the semi-finals. I thought he had a tough draw. Well, the dog on his inside did out-trap him, but he simply blew him away. Absolutely blew him away. So I see no reason why not to expect more of the same. Okay, he's a railer drawn six, but with his early pace, he's going to have to do something stupid at the traps, I think, not to lead up. If he gets around the first bend in front, you can start engraving his name on the trophy.
Yeah, fastest time in the field, and locally trained. People seem to get behind him as well. It would be a magnificent story. Who's the main danger then? Do you think it's probably Mile High Albert?
Possibly so. I think Mile High Albert, he did well to win his heat, although his semi-final rather. Bubbly Rocket, who he did pick up, was subsequently withdrawn lame. That's left trap five vacant. But he's a better dog than maybe the bare form line suggests. He's unbeaten in the competition, but he does have time to find. I think he's probably the forecast mixer. I like Too Late to Sell for third, a strong runner. The likes of Southern Mazoo and Bush Standard, if they don't get to the front, and I'm expecting Pinpoint Maxi to lead, well, they're going to be under the cosh. So really, I think Pinpoint Maxi to beat Mile High Alba, Too Late to Sell to be staying on.
OK, Too Late to Sell then to get into the frame. Southern Mezzet, trap three in the race. Unbeaten in the competition, could he be under the radar still a little bit though?
A little bit. He's a real good sprint type of greyhound. He doesn't always trap, and that is not a good combination if you're a bit of a short runner, which he is. He's dug deep in both races so far to make sure he's got that unbeaten record. But I really can't see him leading Pinpoint Maxi, and if that's the case, well, he's just not going to win.
Yeah. So Pinpoint Maxi would be a confident selection?
Yeah, I think of the two odds-on favourites in the big feature races, I'd much prefer Pinpoint Maxi over Bubbly Gold. Obviously, I think they both take the world a beating, but I think Pinpoint Maxi is just rock solid.
OK. What would be your best bet on the evening at Sunderland on Wednesday?
I think going back to the finals, I think in that puppy race, I do think Calzaghe George has got a fantastic chance, just on the basis that he's more of a Sunderland type of greyhound, perhaps, than Ewan Yolo.
OK, thank you, Jonathan. Enjoy it on Wednesday evening. It should be a cracking night.
We're looking forward to it.
And you'll be able to watch the race in the William Hill betting shops. You'll be able to listen to it on William Hill Greyhound Radio. And, of course, you can bet online at williamhill.com.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.